thank you so much for letting us be here today. It's been great to be here at Copenhagen Energy. And 20 years, Mick Henderson, how did you get here? Tell us your story. What brought you to Copenhagen Energy?
I was sitting in a parking lot in Clinton, Iowa, eating my lunch at noon, and I get a call from Wayne Hunt. And he says that he had worked at W.R. Grace, and he knows what it's like to work for a big company. I was working for ADM at the time. He says, I know what it's like to work for a big company. You're just a number. You come down here, you'll be a name. You won't be just a name. You'll be the ethanol man in Kentucky. And I thought he was pulling my leg. I didn't know what that might mean. But after 20 years, I think I'm the ethanol man in Kentucky.
You are. That's where you earned the title, that's for sure. Well, you know, you've watched this plant grow from the start, very beginning of it. How's it been to be here through this whole process?
I think John Stahl said it best. It's been about the people. That eight that have been with me from day one that are here today, the two more that came back, all those that have come through our doors, and there are several that have stayed, but even the most recent have been what you would call not just employees but friends. If you don't, Tammy will make sure I remember their first names, and we'll have to manage with training and with understanding our product and our products and how we fit into agriculture, how we fit into the community has been a challenge. It's still a challenge. We still do tours. We're going to do a tour with some Heritage Christian kids, I think, here in a couple weeks that are, you know, going to train the new crop. We're going to tell them that if you drive a car, if you pump gas, you touch our product. And today you might have to say if you eat chicken, you probably touch our product. If you drink Mountain Dew, you might touch our product. So we all have our connections in our community, in agriculture. And in fact, for this being National Ag Week, it's a feel-good sort of promotion because we're all in this together.
I like this. So we're here, 50 million gallons a year right now. Where do you see it going from here, Mick? Where do you think this is going
to
grow?
Well, my plan is 65 to 70 million within 2 years. That's maybe challenging, and it all kind of depends on the market, and things take longer than they used to. We built this whole plant when I got here June of 2003. By March of 2004, basically last week, 20 years ago, we were fully operational. And today to do the same thing is more expensive. Just talk inflation, you got more expensive. But there are different parts that are more expensive to do. You've got emissions control. You've got energy efficiency. We're always trying to get better yield. You know, 20 years ago, a 2.8 denatured yield was industry best practice. And that's kind of how we started. Today, we're 3 gallons per bushel denatured ethanol, and just average. So that's part of this expansion will be try to get back to what we call industry best practice and maybe be best in the business.
What have you enjoyed about it? What's been your fulfillment out of this whole project for over 20 years?
It's about where to raise a family. I've raised 3 daughters. I paid for their college with what I've made here. As Becky was teasing me, I paid for 3 weddings because being 3 daughters, I paid 3 weddings. I think I'm still paying for the last one. That's right. Just been 2 years. Uh-huh. It's how you've grounded yourself and made a home for yourself and your family. They all 3 married local guys, so they're going to kind of stay nearby, I hope. And that's what works. Right. It's where you want to make a living and make a life.
I love it. Mick, thank you so much. Happy 20th anniversary to Copenhagen Energy. You, your board of directors, and everybody here. You guys do a great job. Been a pleasure to work with you all those 20 years. Look forward to another 20.
You bet. We'll keep doing it.
That's right. We're on 106.5 WKDC from Commonwealth Agri-Energy.